Hi, I'm Jervis Lewis, and in this video I'm going to show you how to set up Plesk Mail in Microsoft Outlook. And it's very similar to doing it in the Mail Essentials, Outlook 2010, Outlook 2013. It's all very, very similar, and we're going to do this in Windows as the mail client. Now, I'm already logged into my Plesk webmail interface here, and I'm going to set up a new email account for our CEO at ApertureScience.com. He obviously needs an email address, and his name is Cave Johnson. So let's set that up first, and then we'll see how we can check that from Outlook. That's his email address, cave.johnson@ApertureScience.com. I don't need to give him access to the control panel, even though I probably would in real life, so that he can go ahead and change his super secret password, Black Mesa, to something else. So that's the account set up in Plesk. And as soon as we head over to Outlook, we should be able to check that account. This is Windows here, and I'm using Outlook 2010 for this exercise. To set up a new email account, head over to the File tab up here, and then click Add Account. Right now, there's nothing else configured here on Cave's laptop or special desktop computer, whatever it is. So we click that, and Outlook presents us with three options here: a mail account, text messaging, and manually configure server settings or additional server types. And it's the third option that we need to check. If you use the first one, Outlook is trying to be clever and is trying to determine the email settings automatically. And in an ideal world, that would be nice if it would work, but sadly with Plesk it doesn't. Or if there are any configurations that we can apply for that, it's not documented in any way that is understandable by humans like you or me. So we're going to continue with the third option here, manually configure server settings or additional server types, and hit next. And the first option comes up, it's internet email, connect to POP or IMAP server to send and receive email messages. That's exactly what we want, so hit next. And now we need to provide the user information. So it's the user's name, Cave Johnson in this case. His email address is cave.johnson@ApertureScience.com. And since it's a rather complicated domain, I'm going to copy that because I need to provide that in a few other places as well. Server information, we want to use IMAP rather than POP. So the difference between the two is that both will work with Plesk, they're both supported. But POP3 will only download messages to the client but not notify the server of any changes. So if you delete anything on your local machine, then the server has no knowledge of it. Likewise, if you respond to an email, then the server doesn't really know that you have responded. So in an age of multiple devices, POP3 is no longer a desirable way of checking email. A much better way is to use IMAP, which means a copy of all emails and state of all your emails is kept on the server at all times. So you send something from your iPhone and it is actually stored on the server. So the next time you go to your laptop, it is also marked as sent, and a copy of your sent items is in your sent mailbox. So let's use IMAP here. Incoming mail server, this will be provided by your service provider, by your host, by your web host. If you use your own server, that is usually just your domain name for incoming and outgoing server. Sometimes it's something else like mail.yourdomain.com or something that is unrelated to your domain. We'll see why in a moment. But for now, because I'm using this as a test account, I will use Aperture Science. It resolves to the same IP address as the rest of the server. Logon information, the username down here, that is the full email address. So in our case, it's cavejohnson@apertureScience.com, and the password that we've set up in Plesk. Tick remember password, and tick this box as well here, require logon using secure password authentication. If you were to press the test account settings here, this is not going to work just now, so we need to head over to more settings and delve a little bit deeper of what we can configure here. Scary window opens with six tabs at the top, five of which we can ignore, well, four of which we can ignore. The first one we're going to have to deal with is outgoing server, this one here. and it will have one tick box that says my outgoing server SMTP requires authentication. So technically we need to supply Outlook with two sets of credentials, one for the incoming mail connection and one for the outgoing mail connection. Thankfully in Plesk they are the same, even though the services that handle both of these are very different. So let's tick this, my outgoing server requires authentication. We need to do this because otherwise everyone could send email out via your server, and obviously Plesk does not allow that, which is good. We need to do that either using a special set of credentials here, or we can just use the first box that was ticked, or the first choice here, use the same settings as my incoming mail server, so you don't have to supply this twice. Speaking of which, let's do that next. On the Advanced tab, let us provide some ports, which are very important, and this is the big stumbling block for many users trying to connect to their Plesk mail using Outlook. So let's have a look at the first box here. These port numbers, they will change automatically, so we don't have to tweak them manually. The first one here on the incoming server, it says, use the following type of encrypted connection. None means we would connect in the clear. That's not what we want. We want to use some encryption, and we have a choice of SSL and TLS here. Now, in my experience, SSL doesn't really work with Plesk, but TLS does. SSL may work by some configuration magic, but it certainly doesn't work out of the box. Auto, I don't really know what auto does, but TLS certainly works, so I recommend you use that. So that's the incoming server connection. The outgoing server connection, the same thing. We want to use encryption for outgoing mail, and we're going to choose TLS again. We're nearly done with this window. There's only one thing we need to change here under folders, the root folder path. Do you know how you can set folders in your inbox so you can file email messages away into something that you create, any kind of folder structure that you want? And technically, the mail server stores that inside the inbox. It's not quite that obvious to us, but the root folder path prefix here makes sure that if you create mailboxes, they can be created rather than generating a nasty error message, which is what we don't want. So under root folder path, type inbox in all capital letters. And that is really all we need. So use TLS on incoming and outgoing. Root folder path needs to be inbox, and under outgoing server, we need to make sure my outgoing server requires authentication. With all that configured, let's click OK, and that should make Outlook very happy. You can either test your account settings, or you can just hit next, and then Outlook will test them for you. Let me just do that. Next, a little security warning pops up here, and this is just making us aware that Plesk is presenting a self-signed certificate. This is nothing nasty, it just means that the certificate is not vouched for by a third party like RapidSSL or GeoTrust or any of these other authorities that vouch for your server. So if your host or your provider has set up an SSL certificate on this domain and patched emails, which I've explained in another article on my website, then this window shouldn't come up. But if it does come up, don't worry about it. You can view the certificate and just check that everything is okay. In our case, we kind of expect that this was issued by the Parallels panel. Several details here. And this window would not be triggered if you had an SSL certificate installed. I don't, but I'm happy about this certificate, so I'm going to go say yes and go ahead. Outlook is going to pop up another little message that just says that the folder path has changed and that the cache folders need to be flushed. That's also cool. We say OK. I've misspelled that name here. It's supposed to be Cave Johnson, of course, rather than Jave Johnson. The CEO would be very unhappy if I would call him, if I give him an email address that is not his real, one. So, yeah. This needs to be Cave Johnson rather than Jave Johnson. There, let's try this again. There we go, login was successful, and sending a test message could also be accomplished. That's good. So Outlook does this as well automatically as soon as you hit next. There we go, the same window pops up, and all it does is it tries to connect to the incoming mail server, then sends out an email, a test email, and lets us know was this successful or not. Then we hit finish, and then in our inbox we should find a couple of test items already there. There it is, three of them. Fantastic. Perfect, that was it, and that is how you connect Outlook and any of the other Microsoft email flavors to Plesk Mail. I hope this video was helpful. If you liked it, please consider subscribing to my channel, and don't forget to share this video with friends, family, and total strangers. Bye for now. I will see you next time.